Barefoot by a riverbank is not just a country music cliche. It really is a different state of being. Naked by a riverbank takes the situation to a whole other level, but that's not what this story is about. This day, we were just barefoot. The cheat felt impossibly cool and seemed almost to grow under and around our bare souls. The wind played the leaves and the new buds like a song about love. The water rushed hard to the ocean in a race with the bass and the trout and the turtles that breathe it. You and me might have been the only two things not moving that day. Seemed like all else was in a flight, or a rush, or a wiggle, or a fall. So much more about spring is fall than we notice or give it credit for. But we were still. Still enough to feel the earth move around us. Still enough to let the oxygen in through our pores and around our lungs. Still enough to lose minutes and hours and days and age. Still enough that all else that we'd ever offered ourselves to passed out of whatever world holds that riverbank. We made love in our bare feet. Perfectly still. And you cried. And I didn't stop you. Your tears felt sacred. Like they give up secrets to science in the right light. I just watched them fall. Watched them sink into dirt. Watched the grass give thanks. Felt jealous. I focused all of my compassion and empathy and patience and all of my will in my eyes so that you'd see what you need if you'd only have looked up. But you wouldn't just look up. I felt tree roots begin to grow between my toes and around my ankles. And I decided to stay. And you decided to see the ocean. A twitch in your neck, a clench of your fist, and I knew words would not stop you. When you broke the stillness, I cried. I watered the roots around me until they muffled me. I became the riverbank. And you never turned around.